wearing eye black.
The Splash.
Splash.
The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball.
Splash is brought to you by Rooter Ranger Plumbing. Plumbers you can trust for any of your plumbing services. Call 888-7-RANGER to get you out of plumbing danger.
Well, we could talk about Magic Johnson's tweet. We can talk about the Warriors losing in the playoffs. There's a lot of ways we could go today, but we're not, Vinny.
No. It's a one-way street today.
It's the NFL draft.
There's traffic coming in the other direction.
Right, exactly. It's the NFL draft, and there's a lot of angles. And basically, one choice for the Arizona Cardinals. What are they going to do? You look at this, and I look at the Cardinals and how they got to this moment. And prior to the Patrick Peterson declaring his unhappiness on social media on Monday evening, the Cardinals could have not have handled any of this any better, in my opinion, in terms of just keeping their motives to themselves, keeping their ideas and thoughts to themselves, making sure Josh Rosen was being a good teammate and a good employee and all that kind of stuff. All right, now we're getting down to the crux of it all. And I remain of the opinion that the Arizona Cardinals are going to milk this thing and they're going to trade the pick. And I don't know whether it's going to be to the Raiders. I don't know who it's going to be with. I just do not see them drafting Kyler Murray for themselves, even though I think it's the way to go.
Wow.
I can't shake the feeling.
I don't think it's the way to go, and I think it's going to happen. So after all of this development and where we are in this process, we've come to the exact opposite conclusion.
Exactly.
At least based on feeling.
Well, and that's what I think is the funniest thing about all of this. You got a couple of guys in the Arizona media who have spent a lot of years covering the Cardinals, Josh Weinfuss and Ken Summers. They have completely different opinions of what they're going to do either, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it isn't just, I mean, it's everybody. And I've heard a lot of talk about how the Cardinals must be loving this and how they must be enjoying this. I'm sure they love the attention. Because last night we were on Broadway and this enormous stage where the NFL draft is going to take place is at the far end of Broadway. And the size of it is just absolutely massive. And last night they ran a test run and the Cardinals were on the clock. And my heart started to beat. And I'm like, okay, idiot, it's Wednesday. There's no NFL draft tonight. There's no pick, right? But I'm seeing this and I'm thinking about what it's going to be like tonight at that moment. And those 10 minutes are going to be insane. The dress rehearsal had Josh Allen going to the Cardinals. Did you know that? Did you see that?
No. It did on the graphic.
Oh, okay.
I think, if I read it correctly. Right. But when they announced, they were going through and somebody was like playing the part of Roger Goodell. And they announced with the first pick the Arizona Cardinals select, and they said some random name.
Right.
It was like Mark Johnson.
I think it was,
and I'm like, oh my God, they blew it.
They blew it. Right. But it was. But the stage itself is just, I mean, it's massive, and it really kind of symbolizes the magnitude of this moment. The NFL draft didn't used to be like this ever.
Oh, it used to be in a ballroom in a hotel, the Marriott Marquis in New York City.
Yes.
And there was very little access to it. I mean,
right.
I remember when they started televising it in the 80s, how strange it was to see that kind of access. And they didn't have anything digital. Everything was kind of like slapped onto a magnetic board on who the pick was. It's crazy where it's come.
Oh, it really is. And it's like right now it's almost like the Olympics in magnitude, yet there's no sporting event. It's just like a medal ceremony, a nonstop medal ceremony with people being announced and coming up and shaking hands. And so, for years, the scope and the size of this event has baffled me because nothing takes place other than teams drafting college kids who, based on historical averages, bust out 50% of the time.
Yeah, we've been lucky over the past 6 weeks or so to cover some really cool events. We went to the NFL Combine.
Yep.
And there seems to be some uncertainty about the future of that particular event. Like, they might change it substantially and move it around, which I think would be a mistake for the league. Make no mistake about this. The trend of moving the NFL draft from town to town is going to continue, and it's only going to get bigger.
Yep.
And you're going to have cities kind of trying to outbid each other to get the draft to outdo the last one. And from what I've been able to tell so far, Nashville's done a great job. And we'll see how it transpires tonight because that stage area is massive, as you said.
Yeah.
They blocked off all of Broadway. You can't walk down a certain point of Broadway. So it's just going to be like Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and it's look, and I know a lot of people look at this and kind of says, all right, this is a little bit over the top and all that. Look, the first round, it's all pure drama because most people have a familiarity with these guys. Maybe kind of in the second round for a while, but then you start getting off into, unless you're a diehard hardcore football fan, you really don't know who these guys are, and you're just hoping your team has a clue as to what they're doing. But the Saturday of the NFL draft, the last day, it's actually become one of the funner events for me because these teams have started to do very creative, weird things where they make their picks. Right?
The Cardinals are going to make their day three picks from Tombstone.
Look at you at the OK Corral.
Yeah.
Can't get anything by you. And I knew I loved this when I think the Vikings had some Game of Thrones characters making a pick from Iceland once. You remember that?
Yeah.
I thought that was, in a word, outstanding. So all of this is coming.
You didn't say it right.
Outstanding. So this is as I said earlier, this is kind of like Christmas time for football fans. It just kind of feels like Christmas morning today.
Now into some of the specifics of reports that have come out today. About 3 hours ago, Mike Silver tweeted out, according to several sources familiar with the Cardinals' plans, the team ran an inclusive redraft process that encouraged blunt evaluations from coaches and scouts and emerged with the mindset that three players, Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams, Kyler Murray, stood above the rest. That puts multiple scenarios in play as the start of the draft nears, and I'm told by Cardinals sources that people could be surprised by the outcome. That, again, was about 3 hours ago.
No.
I've heard from people subsequently with, I believe, way more intelligence on the Arizona Cardinals than Mike Silver has. No offense to Mike Silver, a good reporter, who say it's absolutely false.
Okay. but even that in and of itself seems like a contradiction. If you're saying the Cardinals held this in-house, exhaustive kind of pre-draft dress rehearsal, and they came up with Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams, and Kyler Murray, okay, what's the great surprise? Where's the element of surprise there?
Well,
maybe in
the
what they do with it?
The outcome, meaning the pick that they make at number one, could surprise.
Yeah.
Man, I'm still holding out for a trade.
Why are you so vested in trading the pick? Because you like Josh Rosen that much? Have you and I switched brains?
No, I think Josh Rosen's future is bright now that he might actually have a NFL offense to work under or work in, that they could add other players, that their offensive line might stay healthy. Something about the Kyler Murray situation, I can't even describe it succinctly. It makes me feel the wrong way. Does that make any sense?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. It's funny how we are like on the exact opposite spectrum of what we think is going to happen, but it's all guesswork. And that's kind of where we're at with this whole thing. It's just all guesswork.
Also, Cardinals, of course, right now have the number one pick in the second round, which will start tomorrow night. And N'Keal Harry of ASU went on with Burns and Gambo yesterday, and he gave the most concrete information on a direction in the draft that anybody even remotely associated with the Cardinals has. He said he believes a 95% chance that if he's there at 33 to start the second round, the Cardinals will take him.
Down with that.
You think the Cardinals punish him now by letting out that information that he didn't follow suit of the organization and now must be punished?
No, because I think all bets are off when you get to the second round. And that's, to me, and I've said this a bunch of times already in the last couple of weeks, it's the underrated aspect of this draft because not only do the Cardinals control the number one pick, and it's going to be those 10 minutes I've spoken of, but when the draft's over, there's going to be a small sampling of next best player available. The Cardinals have their pick of any of those guys if they don't switch trade. You know, you never know how complicated some trades might be. But I'm looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to experiencing and feeling that moment. And I hope nothing spoils it. I hope nobody... I doubt there's going to be a leak at this point in time. But you never know.
I mean, I'm sitting here crossing my fingers for a trade because I think that benefits the Cardinals long-term more than drafting a quarterback at number one would do. Again, I'm speculating on all of this. But I do think, and I think there's a lot of people that are listening to us right now that feel the same way about the Cardinals and what they might do. But I think there would be an unmistakable letdown if the Cardinals, after all this time being a number one, traded out of that spot and kind of shifted the spotlight to somebody else.
Okay, yeah.
But this isn't about spotlight to me. This is about future. This is about turning around a franchise.
No, that's exactly right. And I think that the drama of it is going to carry the evening, but the weightiness of the question, it's gigantic. And it's really, it's coming down. Which quarterback do you prefer? Which one do you really rate? Would you, as the Arizona Cardinals, rate Josh Rosen now higher than you would Kyler Murray? There are people who have.
I believe that there's plenty. If you polled decision makers of 32 NFL franchises right now and asked them to hold one up against the other, I think the reason why Kyler Murray is so linked, obviously he's dynamic, but he's so linked to the Cardinals is because of that Cliff Kingsbury factor. I think there's plenty of those 32 teams that would have Josh Rosen ranked if he was in this year's draft class, ranked higher on their board. The only problem with that now is you can't just draft Josh Rosen. You got to make a move to get him.
Yeah.
And I heard somebody in the last 2 weeks or so, might have been Bucky Brooks from NFL Network, refer to Josh Rosen as kind of a car. When you drive it, shiny new car, when you drive it off the lot, there's automatic depreciation. I think there's a bit of truth to that, not necessarily in reality, but in perception. That people look at Josh Rosen 1 year as a starter, they might not dig into it too deeply, see what happened, and say, is he a starter? We don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of depreciating that way.
Yeah, no, right, exactly. But it really comes down to what you believe in. And I keep going back to what happened yesterday with Kyler Murray in this charity event, because it's such an odd thing to happen, Vinny, a day before a draft, knowing what it would look like and the conclusions some people might have about that. And so it tells you one of two things. Either the kid's got some big time in him in terms of I'm better than you, I don't need to go to that now that I'm, embraced as a number one pick, or it's just a kid who already knows he's going to the Cardinals number one overall. Or who knows, maybe John Gruden's been in his ear.